The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. Coming up, deliverance from your afflictions.
You're going to miss, you got a man that loves you, you got kids, you got grandkids. I'm going to tell you something, I'd run all of them off. Had Jesus not delivered me, I wouldn't have wanted to. I would have destroyed my marriage. I would have raised the weirdest children in the whole state of Texas.
Overcoming Affliction, next on Life Today.
It is always a joy to share this time with all of you and with you. Beth Moore is going to be sharing, and she's talking about affliction. I'm James Robinson. Betty and I have been married 50 years, but we have not ever had any affliction as far as conflict, right?
Oh, no, never. No.
We have really dealt with those things and not let them eat on us. And that's really part of what we're talking about in the incredible product, Heaven and Health. Now, I want you to listen to the subtitle. Discover the Blessings of Heaven While Living on Earth. And this really has a whole lot to do with how we think, how we live, how we eat, how we care for the temple of God. Betty and I have been married 50 years. We're having a wonderful time together. We're enjoying our grandchildren. We're enjoying life by sharing life, by loving others and encouraging people, and in every way we can, share how you can be better. For instance, when Dr. Colbert, who's been so highly accepted, whether it's on Dr. Oz or whether it is on Joyce Meyer's program, when he's helped her personally and her viewers, or whether he's been here on Life Today, and to write a book, The Seven Pillars of Health, The Natural Way to Better Health for Life, and I got news for you. He actually is addressing the supernatural way, and that's what we're talking about. And with Beth Moore teaching on affliction, which contributes, the afflictions come in so many forms, so many ways, and how that can contribute to diminishing our health. And that's one of the bonus parts of the package of literally Heaven and Health. And we want you to get it. Well, Beth's going to talk to us about affliction. How about we welcome Beth Moore and her teaching? Here's Beth.
Now, I'm going to tease you here with this and kind of just dangle this carrot out for a minute, and really not to tease you, but just because it just doesn't come up to the next one. But I really am going to tell you what my major affliction is. But I'm not going to tell you to the second half of the series. You're going to have to wait until then. But I really have experienced it. And I've had an affliction where I've gotten some victory, and it's mostly in my past. And then I've got one that is sort of ongoing, just sort of like visits me on a regular basis. Anybody know what I'm talking about? An affliction, according to all the things we've learned, I would still call it an affliction. And number three is going to be based on the definition I'm going to give you. Remember that the earlier definition said that it could be any kind of real extreme discomfort or oppression. It could be physical, it could be mental, it could be spiritual. So the same thing would be expressed in the theological word book of the Old Testament, but it takes it to a place where now I believe you're going to be able to go in any situation, no matter whether we've named them, in any situation, you'd be able to go, yes, that's an affliction, or no, it is not. This word, this Hebrew word that is translated affliction in the Old Testament, the primary meaning of it, according to the theological word book of the Old Testament, is to force, to force. This is a really important part of it. To try to force submission. To try to force submission. At the primary meaning of it, if you were just trying to wrap your mind around, like, give me in a nutshell, give me in a phrase, give me in half a sentence, What would you call an affliction? Something that is trying to get you. I'm gonna give it a persona for a moment, as if it's a thing with that's animated. Something that is trying to get you to submit to it. Something that just wants to have mastery over you. Does anybody know what I'm talking about? Like when something, like we talked about infertility with Hannah a little earlier. This would be a perfect example of something that's just like, it can become something that you're just underneath, where it becomes almost an obsession. Anybody know what I'm talking about? It tries to force you into some kind of submission. That brings us to number three, so we can put it out in a point. Affliction always involves submission. Affliction always involves submission. Here's where our wonderful news comes, because God can use an affliction. Girlfriend and guyfriend, God can use an affliction. And the whole purpose, so this is why good and bad, I always want you to think, when you think the word affliction, think submission. Affliction, submission. Affliction, submission. Every time you think the one, think the other. Get it so deeply in your thoughts that when one comes up, the other comes up in your mind, where you can think, okay, the key way to remember what it means is that affliction always involves, tell me the word. It is a thing that draws us to submit to it. Unforgiveness. Oh. Because it's just begging you to submit to your bitterness. Begging you to submit to your unforgiveness. Where it's just like mastered you. That is a huge area of affliction. But God's purpose for it, if He ever leaves it, we're going to talk about being delivered from it, but if He chooses for a time, or maybe permanently, not to remove it. Now, it will never be a matter of sin He won't remove. Like if it's unforgiveness, then it's removed from us by forgiving. But when it's a different kind of matter, like some of the others that we mentioned, when it comes to this matter, what God's intention always is, and this is how we would also learn to forgive, He is using the affliction to get us to submit to Him every single time. The only reason it's been left any length of time in your life, especially after you've asked to be delivered from it, is because God wants to use it to get you to submit to Him. It's asking us, and again, I'm giving it its own persona as if it is animated. It's begging us to submit to it. But every time we get that sense that it's trying to get me to bow the knee to it, we turn around and we bow our knees before the throne. Mm-hmm. Because every time we think affliction, we must think, tell me the word. Submission. Okay, I'm going to tell you in the future part of our series, one of my ongoing areas of affliction. But mine used to be, I have been delivered from the big one of my past. And it was what I will call a victim affliction. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Just a victim affliction. And it followed me well into adulthood, where I would just put myself in the position over and over and over again to be victimized. And it wasn't always one way. It could be all sorts of ways. Early on in my life, it started as sexual victimization. But as I grew older, it just becomes a pattern in your life. And then you're in a situation constantly. I had so many great friends. I'm so glad that the Lord let me correct what I was about to say. I have been so blessed by so many relationships, but I had a pattern of just attracting bullied type people. Anybody else? They were just really, that were really, really strong willed and that I would feel like I couldn't have an opinion with. Do y'all think I'm the most bizarre person you've ever? Listen, I have had some problems in my life, and if you need a teacher that hasn't, you got the wrong one today. You got the wrong one today. But I just would put myself in that position over and over. And, you know, you're thinking, well, you seem strong-willed to me. Thank you, Jesus. I hand you exhibit A, Jesus Christ, who makes us a different person. But I repeated that pattern over and over again. And God, in one of the biggest, if not, I'm going to go ahead and say the biggest, next to my salvation, The biggest thing he ever delivered me from was my own victimization, my own victim affliction, that I would find myself in a situation where I just didn't feel the freedom to go. You know, I didn't even feel like I had the freedom to break up with someone. I didn't feel like I had the freedom to go, you know what? The thing of it is, I don't like you. You know what I'm saying? When we realize that we've had a friend for many, many years that we can't stand. And I mean, we want to love them in the Lord. You might know what I'm talking about, but it's like, you know what? This is not a nice person. This is not a nice person. I'm oppressed every time I'm with her. I mean, listen, pray for her, but I'm just saying, honestly, do you have to be her best friend when she mistreats you over and over again? Is anybody listening? So you just have to ask yourself, well, I put myself in that position over and over and over. And God delivered me. God delivered me. And, you know, I attract a different kind of friend now because I am a different kind of person. And then if I realize, well, okay, here, this is a little odd, at least then I know I don't have to dump the friend. I can have a good, healthy boundary. Actually, Jesus tells me what to do. And, you know, I got my man who I trust. But you don't get to be my God. I have one already. Anybody? It was huge. There's no way I could put it in a big enough font, bold enough, red enough, italicized enough. Huge. That was my big deliverance. And it marked everything about my life, everything. It is my freedom. It is my freedom. And so what I want you to understand as we begin to draw this first half of our series on affliction to a close, I want you to be thinking with me that we want to pray to be delivered. I want you to hear the psalmist as he cries out. We've been in Psalm 25, really centered on verse 18. Consider my affliction and my trouble and forgive all my sins. This next verse is going to become so important to us next half. Consider how many are my foes and with what violent hatred they hate me. Oh, guard my soul and deliver me. You and I want to pray to be delivered from our affliction. We want to. Listen, don't just be a glutton for punishment. I mean, for crying out loud, in a New Testament concept, if we were to say, okay, what would be the New Testament concept of this Old Testament affliction? Probably Paul's thorn in the flesh in 2 Corinthians chapter 12. And remember, he asked numerous times to be delivered from it. And we want to have that same pattern, that until we get a flat out repeated no, no, and I don't want to hear about it again, no, you understand what I'm saying? Not out loud, but just in our, we're over and over, we ask, and then God says, then there's some reason why it's left, and that's going to be the next part of our series. Why, and what do we do with it? But by all means, your first response to it is, Lord, deliver me. Deliver me. Now, until then, what do? We submit, because we remember that with every time I think affliction, I'm going to think submission. I'm either submitting at all. Thank you, Lord. At all times, we are in an affliction. We are submitted either to the affliction or to Jesus Christ. Always. So it's just where you want. Your knees are down. The legs are buckled. So it's just who are you kneeling in front of? Because it's either going to be the affliction or it's going to be your deliverer. And we won't pray to be delivered. I can remember we have so many wonderful praise songs now that I don't remember the last time I sang this, but you that are my age or within 10 years of my age will remember that there was a song we used to very commonly sing in our worship services that said these words, brokenness, brokenness is what I long for. And we get to that part and I go, but I just would never open my mouth. Because the fact was, I didn't want any brokenness. I mean, I knew I needed it. The next line was, okay, it's what I need. Okay, I can go there with you. But I'm not just going to go, give me brokenness. I mean, maybe you do. I'm not. You know, once I realize that I need a broken heart over something that I've got a hard heart over, yes, that's fair. But I mean, I'm not just looking for misery. Are you? I mean, if you are, you need to go back to the victim affliction because you've got it yourself. But I'm not just going, Lord, break me today. Anybody? I don't know. Maybe you do. I'm not doing that. If I am going through a tough time, I'm going to want to go, Lord, deliver me. If you don't, let's see what we're going to do with this. But I'm asking you, Lord. I feel afflicted, and I'm asking you to deliver me. Either way, what we're going to learn is affliction never gets to be our excuse for defeat. Never. 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 You might have an addiction affliction, and it may be that God removes the yearning and you never have it again. Or it may be that you have it every day for the rest of your life. It depends on what God's point is. Very often, if his point is supremacy, he just wants you to see he is a huge God capable of anything, you might get delivered from it. But there are other times when he leaves a thorn because his point is not necessarily supremacy. It is sufficiency. My grace is sufficient. And every day with that craving, you'll get up and hit your knees and go, well, I'm going to tell you something, Lord. I cannot make it till noon without you. If you're not on me and in me, I will not make it till noon. And so you know what you do? You make it to noon on Jesus Christ. And then you make it to supper, and then you make it to midnight, and then you make it through the dark night. And the reason why I can talk to this is because I come from a very addictive, addictive family with a whole lot of addiction problems and a whole lot of addictive kinds of traits of my own. I get this one. And if that's you, pray to be delivered. And if you're not, his point is, you will live on me as surely as you snorted, as surely as you drank, as surely as you turned to that obsessive behavior, you will live on me. You'll have to think about me all the time to make it. Do you know what happened out of that with me? See, I didn't get to do gray. I did not get to. If I'm near gray, this is just the pull of my flesh. If I am in the gray, I fall back into the black hole. I have to live over here. Other people get to go days sometimes without really getting in the scriptures. Not me. Not me. I've been too many places. I've been down too deep. I've been too broken. I have been too caught in bondage in my past. I can't get away with that. I can't get away with that. I've said so many times, I'm about 3 weeks away from the next big pit. Should you take my Bible from me today? About 3 weeks, I'd give myself. That's been a beautiful thing to me because desperation can be a gift. Sufficiency. You will live off of me. And when you die, you will get to look at my face and go, I lived off of you. I said to the Lord this morning, and I meant it, these were not pious words. I said to him, you're my whole life. You're my whole life. I got nothing without you. I got nothing without you. You're going, Beth, you got a man that loves you. You got kids. You got grandkids. I'm going to tell you something. I'd run all of them off had Jesus not delivered me. I wouldn't have wanted to. I would have destroyed my marriage. I would have raised the weirdest children in the whole state of Texas. You're my whole life. You're my whole life. Till then, I want you to know that God sees. The Lord sees your affliction, the scripture says. What I also love is it says he hears. And he heard Hagar's affliction. He hears an affliction in the moans and groans, even when you don't make a sound, in the silence. Affliction makes a noise. And God sees. He responds. and you bow. You bow because girlfriend and guy friend, you're bowing anyway. Choose where you'll bow.
To obtain information on Beth's teaching materials and for her speaking schedule, visit us online at lifetoday.org.
I'm amazed always by how God gifts people, how God sends us as His family, individuals who impart wisdom and truth and understanding and direction for our lives. Mm-hmm. And Beth does that. I want you to get the heaven and health, the blessings of heaven while living on earth, and the bonus DVD, Heaven and Health, that Beth has. It's a part of it. I want you to get it. Let me tell you about it. Robert Morris is teaching. Sheila Walsh, Dr. Colbert, we want you to get the DVD series, the CDs, and the book. And here's what we ask you to do. I think most of you know we don't sell product. We help people, which is the reason we're talking to you right now. But let me tell you something that we're about to do. Now, you know we have been feeding the hungry in Africa for nearly 25 years, millions and millions of lives saved. Did you know there are more hungry, malnourished children in India than even on the continent of Africa? So by the grace of God, in much prayer and the commitment of missionary workers, we're going to build a huge food factory in India. It'll cost $2.4 million. We're going to ask you to help us with that. And here's what we want to ask you to do. You make a gift, any gift, knowing that it's going to help us build that food factory, give food to hungry, malnourished children in India, and tell them about the love of God and show it to them in action. Or you can make a gift of $120 and know that you're going to help us take care and feed 5,000 children. A gift of $1,200 and we can care for 50,000 children. Would you do that? Would you say, James, we're going to take the love of God to India, to 1 billion people, and we're going to show it to them firsthand by extending the hands of God's love. For the gift that you make of $120 or more, we will send you the DVDs, CDs, and the printed material, the bonus message and teaching by Beth Moore. For any gift, we'll send you the CDs. If you make a gift of $1,200 or more, we'll send you the beautiful glass art piece, the collectible that is so beautiful, reflecting the glory of God and His love. Make that $1,200 gift, maybe $12,000 gift. Great way to end the year. Make a special gift, begin the new year. I pray that you'll go to the phone right now, take your bank card, use it like a check. If you write a check, call us and tell us you're mailing it, and we will send you the Healing and Health series. Heaven and Health, right now, you can experience it. Thank you so much for making that gift of love, and we're going to make a divine deposit in your life and your future.
Hunger, malnutrition, starvation, all global concerns, especially for children and for the families who have to watch them needlessly suffer. With your support, LIFE will construct our first food factory in India, centrally located in one of the most impoverished regions where 4 out of 10 children are suffering from malnutrition. The factory will be able to produce an astounding 100 million meals in the first 10 years. It's a huge challenge with an additional $2.4 million needed to secure the land, build the factory, and purchase the equipment. With your gift of any amount to help establish the food factory and begin to save precious lives, we'll send you the Heaven and Health audio series along with the booklet Healing Promises. In this series, Dr. Don Colbert, Bible teacher Sheila Walsh, and Pastor Robert Morris team up to help you discover God's promises for your health, wholeness, and divine healing. With your gift of $120 or more that will make it possible to produce 5,000 meals, you'll receive Heaven and Health on DVD and CD with the booklet, along with Dr. Don Colbert's book, 7 Pillars of Health, plus a bonus DVD from Beth Moore. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,200 or more that will enable LIFE to produce 50,000 meals, and you may request our new commemorative sculpture glass statue, The Blessing.
We must move forward immediately, so please call, write, or make your gift online today.
This is Santosh. As you can see, he's not doing very well. In fact, he's one of the most malnourished children that I've ever seen in India. This young boy right here, the first time I came in here to visit him, he was being served a plate of food. He had a little plate of rice with some dal, some lentil soup on top of it. And you can see that, you know, he's severely malnourished. But when I came in the door, he smiled and said hello, and he asked me if I would come in and share his meal with him. That's the kind of heart that this little guy has right here. This here, sad to say, is a real picture of what's happening in this nation right now. There's so many children that are sick, so many children that are malnourished, so many children that are abandoned. They're suffering. Please prayerfully consider partnering with us so that we can give hope and life to children just like Santosh.
I pray, and I just hope, I pray, because I want the very best for you. We do. That's why we're here. It's why we bring guests in that can impart life, love, and meaning in so many ways and help. Heaven and Health, I hope you get it not only in the CD, but I hope you get the DVD. I think somehow just looking and watching and listening is so meaningful. And remember, we will send you the bonus DVD, Heaven and Health with Beth Moore. This is tremendous material. Thanks for watching. Encourage your friends to watch Life Today.
So what I try to say is find something that replenishes you.
Discovering the blessings of heaven while living on earth tomorrow. Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.